I'm from New Zealand, a place called Tauranga, which is about 2.5 hours down the east coast of the North Island. I grew up there from about 5 till I was about 17, and then I moved to Palmerston North, where I went to university, which is just about 2 hours north of Wellington, the bottom of the North Island. Australia and New Zealand are quite different, even terrain-wise. In particular, I was amazed when I went to Australia for the first time, because I too was expecting it to be quite similar. New Zealand's very lush and green. Australia is quite red, and the trees aren't very bushy. So it's all the eucalyptus trees, rather than New Zealand's got really large bushy trees with lots of birds and insects, but no scary animals. Now Australia looks more barren, but it's really beautiful as well, with the eucalyptus trees, and their animals are more ferocious. And they've got spiders and snakes and koalas and wallabies, but New Zealand just has the birds and a few lizards, and a lot of the birds don't fly. And the people are slightly different. Australia's got a large Italian community and Greek community. New Zealand is basically all made up of immigrants from the UK. There's quite a lot of Asians in later year that have come from Japan and Malaysia, and more so India now. But when I was growing up, it was a lot more just Europeans from the UK. And I think Australia is more multicultural, other than the indigenous communities of both, which is also both the indigenous communities are very different as well from each other. I think the indigenous people, I'm not an expert on the subject, but the indigenous people from Australia have been there for a very, very long time and had lived in the desert for a long, long time, and I don't think had encountered anybody for a long time until Europeans went there. The Māori people travelled from somewhere. I don't think anyone knows exactly where, but I think it's sort of thought that it's from Hawaii, and they travelled over in boats, and they fought a lot amongst themselves, so they were more advanced at warfare than the indigenous people in Australia as well. And they communicated a lot differently, and they traded, and so I think them as people, as well as what happened to them after Europeans arrived in their land, differs. So the history seems to be quite different in both countries, and it is still a 2.5 hour flight from New Zealand to Australia. They're not joined. In New Zealand, the big companies that are international companies would be based in Auckland and Wellington. They don't get out of those main centres much. So there's that sort of industry, like there is here, head offices. A lot of stuff comes in from Australia. The biggest part of their economy has historically been, this has been changing over the years, I don't know exact amounts these days, but it was always agriculture. So exporting lamb, butter, milk, and fruit, kiwi fruit, of course. And they traded mostly with the UK and Australia. And then when the UK entered the Eurozone, there was a lot of pressure on them to reduce exports from New Zealand, because it was hindering the trading within the Eurozone. They still were allowed to trade, but it has decreased, and now they're trading more with Australia. So there's a lot of trading between the two countries and with Asia. So as one market's reducing, another one's replacing it. So there's still large agricultural industry there, but they're more getting involved with technology, as most economies are that are growing in the developed world, I think.